Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know that Mr. Mike from Grand Mound is. Mr. Mike, are you there?
I am here.
Mr. Mike is in the house, so Steve, you've got to get out of here.
See ya.
For those who are playing along at home, Mr. Mike is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Pearl is the most traditional birthstone of what month?
December.
No.
October.
No.
September.
No. Billy Corgan is the frontman of what band?
U2.
No.
Genghis Khan.
No.
Nirvana.
No. How many fins do most sharks have?
4.
No.
5.
No.
3.
No. Who was Bill Clinton's vice president?
I know nothing about presidents.
We can skip it. How about this one? The original Twister featured how many different colors of dots?
6.
No.
5.
No.
4.
Correct. Which country holds the southernmost point of mainland South America?
Brazil.
No.
Argentina.
No.
Bali.
No. How many baby mamas is Elon Musk believed to have?
Oh, 27.
No.
4.
Yes. I'll Be There for You was the theme song for what TV show?
I don't watch TV.
All right, Mr. Mike, you got 2 correct.
Woohoo.
2 is for you. And here comes your competitor.
Challenge.
Okay.
He's coming off of a weekend full of excitement. His
yes.
brain might not be there.
It isn't, actually.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Pearl is the most traditional birthstone of what month?
I'm going to go June.
You're correct. Billy Corgan is the frontman of what band?
Ah, the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes, he is. How many fins do most sharks have?
2?
No.
1?
No.
3?
No. Who was Bill Clinton's vice president?
Oh, damn. Hillary Clinton.
No.
Crap. Al Gore.
Yes. The original Twister featured how many different colors of dots?
Oh, crap. 5?
No.
4?
Yes. Which country holds the southernmost point of mainland South America?
5?
No.
4? Pass. I have no idea.
How many baby mamas is Elon Musk believed to have?
3.
No.
4.
Yes. I'll Be There for You is the theme song of what TV show?
I'll be there for you. Is that Friends?
It is.
Okay.
Which southern state is known as the Magnolia State?
Which southern state? Arkansas.
No.
Florida.
No.
Mississippi.
Yes. Isolophobia is the fear of what?
Isolation?
Yes.
What?
And with time on... Oh, actually, do you still know the southernmost point of mainland South America?
Peru.
No. But Steve, You did a very good job, and let me do my counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct, which is a victory, 8-2. Sorry, Mr. Mike.
That's good.
Next time.
Take care, Mike. I'll be honest, when you were counting, I was like, oh, this must have been a close game.
No.
No,
it was
far
not.
From it. It was far from a close game.
But you did very well, Steve, although you did not know, and neither did Mr. Mike know, that most sharks have 8 fins.
8 fins.
There's a lot of them, I guess.
Okay.
And then the southernmost point of mainland South America is Chile. By the way, if people want to shop the Rock Shop at KISW.com, that is where, and the only place where, you can find the brand new I Beat Migs t-shirt.
Oh, no, they're now available at Nordstrom. I'm kidding.
KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message, and we have been getting messages on there. Some are very interesting, Steve.
Yeah, someone's cursing me out in the VMs, and it is awesome.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Linkin Park.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
You probably have a smartphone, which means that you should download the free Odyssey app, and that is the way that you can leave us a voice message at your leisure 24/7, 365. Steve Miggs, what's it looking like today?
We got a voice message where they're cursing me out, and it's in the best way possible. I'm so fired up to play that one for you. But before we get to that one, we got this great voice message this morning as well. You ready?
I'm ready.
Through the Odyssey app.
All right, guys, this is what I'm fired up about this morning. The Taco Bell giving you diarrhea joke.
I'm sold. I'm already in on this voice message because I want to know where you're going with this.
Way played out, and simply, I don't think it's true. Me and my wife love Taco Bell, and it's never given us diarrhea. Why doesn't everyone find a new corporate punching bag and leave Taco Bell the hell alone? You know, it's been too long. Oh, smells like someone had too much Taco Bell. Oh, yeah, ha, 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 freaking ha. Shut up!
I mean, I agree.
Signed by the CEO of Taco Bell. Yeah.
I've had no issues with Taco Bell.
Same.
Ever. Like, maybe I have a stomach like a steel trap, but I my stomach agrees with Taco Bell.
What's your go-to at Taco Bell?
Well, I really like their soft tacos, not Supreme, because they obviously put sour cream in there, and that's disgusting. But I like just the regular soft tacos with, like, their fire sauce or whatever is the hottest sauce available. Uh-huh. That's what I like. What do you like?
Soft tacos, but the Supreme.
Of course.
I think their sour cream is top tier. You just went cross-eyed because you were so disgusted. Like, you're not disgusted by this line.
Me and my wife love Taco Bell, and it's never given us diarrhea.
But you are disgusted by a sour cream being put on a taco.
Absolutely.
At my peak heavy phase of my life, I was going to Taco Bell quite a bit. And mm-hmm. there's a reason why I was at my peak heavy phase, because I would always get the Taco Bell Supreme pack.
Yeah.
Which was three soft taco Supremes. And then I would also get one or two hard taco Supremes just to mix it up. You know, you kind of get the crunch with the soft taco as well. And then the Mexi pizza.
Oh, those were so good. Right. Didn't they bring those back?
They did, because why'd they even leave?
I don't know, because that was one of my favorite things back in the day.
Me and my wife love Taco Bell, and it's never given us diarrhea.
I don't know why, but I think that's just like the funniest line. That was part of their wedding vows.
Oh.
All right, then here's a question for you as well, just to kind of piggyback on, because some people, like, Sometimes there's food that does, just without getting gross, maybe we've already have gone gross, but without getting super gross, like, there are certain foods that just go right through you.
Sure.
But you still want to eat it because it's so freaking delicious.
Uh-huh.
Do you have something like that?
So there was just one time I remember I got tom yum soup from a Thai restaurant, and I'd been a little under the weather, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to do 5 stars instead of 4 stars and just burn this sickness out of me.
Okay.
It quite literally burned the sickness out of me. The second I was eating the soup, I could, like, feel my stomach lining just lighting on fire. And I'm like, this is going to be problematic. And it was.
How often do you get it?
I mean, I get it, like, you know, once
every week.
No, once every, you know, every couple months or something like that. But I never do 5 stars. It was a very aggressive choice, and I paid the price.
There's a sandwich at Subway that I would only get maybe once a year because I knew that it would just rock me. Mm. But it was my favorite freaking sandwich. It's the BMT.
Oh, yeah.
Which is I never realized this until I just Googled to make sure I had the right ingredients. That stands for the biggest, meatiest, tastiest. And it was. It was what? Pepperoni, salami, and ham.
Oh.
A bunch of other stuff. That thing was like eating, it was like eating heaven.
Yeah.
I love that thing so much, but man, it would always wreck me. So I was like, once a year, I would just kind of make sure, I'm like, I don't have anything to do for the rest of the day. Let's go. so bad, but
so,
so
worth
great.
It, right?
Yeah, but I'm with that guy, man. Let's stop goofing on Taco Bell. It's delicious.
I love Taco Bell.
All right, ready for our next voice message?
Let's go.
All right.
Oh, this is recording. Migs, I'm at your wrestling show right now, and you're yelling at a dog that just barked at you. This is great. Never seen a wrestling show before.
Okay, in all context, so like it was an outdoor show, SOS Pro Wrestling. They do a few during the summer at Old Stove Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
The Ship Canal location. Awesome spot, sold out, place is packed, it's outdoors. I come out, I never know what to expect, but I'm a bad guy when I come out of the curtain. All of a sudden, I'm in the ring, and this dog, because you can bring your dog, this lady in the front row had her dog, and the dog started barking. So, of course, now I start yelling at the dog, tell the dog to shut up, kick the dog out. It's distracting me.
Oh,
and people,
no.
You know, what better way to get hated by a crowd in Seattle than to crap on a dog?
Oh, that's a big mistake right there.
Yeah, so now people are more, the other wrestler I'm wrestling, he's getting the crowd to chant woof at me while he's beating me up. It was like one of those moments where, like, you couldn't plan this.
No.
So that's what made it so much fun.
Oh, so great.
Here's more from that voice message.
Never seen a wrestling show before. Awesome time. Hope I get the running team before the night's over. Oh. Steve Miggs.
I love you, Steve Miggs.
Okay, there was one guy that liked me.
You have a great, great, great support section there for sure.
I love that while she got the voice message, they started chanting F. Steve Miggs.
That is amazing.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Was that peak for you as far as moments in your wrestling career?
I would put it up there as one of my favorite moments, having a dog barking throughout the entire match. This dog is barking. And then at the end, I'm like about ready to hit the guy with something. So I look at the dog. I'm like, this is for you. And the whole place is like, boo. And then he ducks and he hits me with something. He's like, this is for you. And then everyone's like, yeah. You can't write that kind of stupidity.
So did you win the match?
Hell yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
The very first of its kind, the KISW Miles Montgomery Golf Classic presented by Pinky's Plumbing is 1 week from today,
what?
Steve. If there are any foursomes left, because we did open a few more up, you better go snag them at KISW.com before it is completely sold out again. Also, even if you're not playing in the tournament, come on by the Bill Wright Golf Complex at Jefferson Park because we are going to be broadcasting live the Daily Migs Show from 6 until 10. Get all the info at KISW.com and we will see you next Monday.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Migs, I'm sure you've had these moments since you're aging gracefully like I am. But those times,
are we?
Those times that you're just reminded that you're getting old.
Oh, yes.
I had one on Friday. So it's bad enough that I was the only Android user in a sea of iPhone girlies.
Okay, because all the young people use Apple.
Yes. So I went out to a concert with my girlfriends. There's four of us. They're all Droid. I'm the one. They're all iPhone. I'm the one Droid person. So they all of a sudden give me crap because they're looking at my phone and seeing how large my text font is.
Dude, I've been wanting to bring this up to you for a while now.
Are you serious?
But I don't want to sound like I'm like lurking over your shoulder, but there are times when we're doing the show and you're on your phone, not on the air, but like you're on your phone texting something, and side eye, I'm like, either my vision has gotten way better, or Taryn's got her phone at the absolute largest font. I have people in my life that are like grandparents, and they don't even have their font as big as yours.
And the funny thing is, I have perfect 20/20 vision.
Sure.
I really do. But what happened was Brad was messing with my phone one time, and he just zoomed on the text boxes.
Uh-huh.
And it made the print get bigger, and I'm like, what did you do? I thought he broke my phone, and I was so mad at first. Like, uh-huh. Put it back. But then once I put it back, I'm like, why do I do this to myself? Like, I should just have bigger font. I love having large font, even though I have great vision.
I feel like a lot of people might be nodding their head in agreement, and it's like one of those dumb, relatable moments. But like, there's that moment in your life where you have to just kind of bite the bullet and accept that it's time to bump the font up. And it took me a while. Like, I was kicking and screaming because I'm like, I can't do that. Like, I used to be able to read my phone just fine with the smallest font that they have. Like, I mean, it could be like teeny tiny letters that only an aunt can read. I was like, I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you hit that point where you're like, I got to bump it up, like whatever, like one extra notch. I'm like, I might have to bump it up too now.
So is your font as big as my font?
No. It's not even half the size of your font.
No way.
But I can't give you a hard time. Because over the weekend on Friday, I had to go do a sports physical because AEW's coming to town. And I got hit up about being an extra potentially wrestling at AEW, if fingers crossed.
Huge.
But in order to do that, you have to get all your blood work done and get your physical done. So I go there and they do the eye test. And it used to be I could pretty much read every line. And now, like, I'm looking at it, and she's like, cover your eye, which line can you read? And she's, like, pointing at one. I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to be making up letters at this point. And she keeps going up higher and higher and higher.
Oh.
And then I'm finally like, kind of struggling. I'm like, yeah, I don't have my glasses with me. And I know she doesn't care. But then they showed up in the mail because I was, like, waiting for a new set of glasses. And this is that moment where I felt like, okay, I've blown my cover of being an old guy because I have progressives.
So those are the ones that go. Wait, so
they're bifocals, basically. But they're like hidden. Like they don't have like the obvious like reader
little,
part.
Yes, I know what you mean.
So they call them progressive. So I'm a progressive. And they showed up and I need
Do you have them?
I do have them.
I wanna see.
So it's time for me to put on my progressives, baby.
Those look nice.
I'm actually kind of excited about them.
So right now, so you haven't been wearing these the whole show. Now you just put them on.
Yes.
Does it feel better already?
Yeah, you need to do something about your hair. It's funny. Like I always don't want to put them on, especially in my house, like because I leave them in my car because they're more helpful when I'm driving.
Sure.
But then when I put them on, I'm like, oh, wow, reading my text messages on my phone is a lot easier.
You can keep your font small again.
Yes, I could.
So what about you, Rockaholics? When did you blow your cover for getting up there in age, for being old? What was that moment where you just kind of had to accept you're getting older? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. When did you blow your cover for being old? Did you have large font on your phone all of a sudden?
Are you wearing progressives?
What was that moment where you just had to accept the fact that you're getting up there? Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Guns N' Roses. What was that moment where you just kind of had to accept that, yeah, you know what, I am getting up in there in age?
It's one of those things where you just never think it's going to happen to you. Like, you're like, I'm never going to get old. When you see people who are older, you're like, oh, those old farts. And then you start realizing the people you used to call an old fart, you're older than that age.
Yep.
And it's like, son of a bitch, where did the time go?
When did you realize you were just getting up there in age? Call now, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who kept hearing a phrase over and over and over again after turning 50. And you're going to hear what that phrase is in just a moment.
Was it skibbity?
First, Joe from Bellingham, when did you realize you were getting up there in age?
So I'm about a couple years younger than you, Steve. So
okay.
Probably about 44, 45. I was doing a residential home delivery, doing freight. And, you know, and I kept noticing, man, I can't see the house numbers.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, man, this is kind of sucky. And then, you know, I go to the doctor, you know, that doctor, and, you know, figuring it out. And they give me these glasses. And, dude, I swear to God, it was like looking into the future.
It's the weirdest feeling when I finally...
It is the weird... I could see things close up, but I still deliver, but I know where I'm going now. But, like, you know, road signs. Now I can see them nice and clear. It's like, whoa, what a trip.
Joe, for me, it was, I remember it was around the same age. I remember I noticed it more when I was like going grocery shopping and I went to look at like the nutritional facts or like even getting like some kind of something where you have to like read the directions on how to use it. And I started realizing I was taking pictures of the bottles so I could zoom in and read it clearer. And I'm like, this might be time. I think this is the world telling me that it's time for me to get some glasses.
Yeah, I can see up close. I can read that. I'd have to take my glasses off to read the fine print. Mm-hmm. But like long distance, no way.
Crazy.
I don't know if that's called nearsighted or farce. I don't know what it is. But
hell if
yeah,
I know
read
either.
Up close, but way down the road, yeah, I can't see nothing.
See, together we'd have perfect vision.
Yeah. You guys can help each other out there. 206-803-ROCK. When did you blow your cover for being old? Or what was that moment where you just needed to accept the fact that you were getting up there in age? Ray, you're on I-5 North. What was that moment for you?
Well, I turned 50, and you have a barrage of appointments that people would like to see you. You know, your primary care doctor, and they tell you, oh, yeah, you know, for your birthday, we're going to give you a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. And for about the next 3 to 4 months, I kept hearing the same phrase from every damn doctor I talked to. Because I would ask him, like, you know, well, is this normal? And they were like, well, yeah, you know, for a man of your age.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the hell does that mean?
You know what that means, Ray? It's time for you to get a new doctor because they're being very rude to you.
That's ageism. Rock on, Ray.
I hope that you're okay now that you're a man of your age.
What the F, man? I'm only 50.
Quiet.
Dude, someone even just texted and said, I realized I was getting old when I had to get one of those pill boxes to know which day I was supposed to take pills.
Dude, I have a pill box.
Do you really?
For all my little stupid supplements and my like women's vitamins and all the little things that I take. Yeah.
That's funny.
And I have it's like the morning and the evening.
See, I can't give you a hard time because I had to set a reminder on my phone to remind myself to take vitamin D every week because I'm prescribed vitamin D every Thursday to take it.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't want to forget.
I do feel like a lot of it is medical stuff. You know, when you go to the doctor and they ask you something where you're like when I went to get my mammogram, she asked me if I was still having a visit from Aunt Flo every month. And I was like, woman, I am only 40 years old. I'm very youthful. Thank you very much. I was horrified.
The way you're reacting probably made her think, oh, yeah, I could already answer that because you're clearly PMSing there, Tara.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
Just horrible.
Somebody texted and said, over the weekend, a bartender referred to Blink-182 as classic rock, and I audibly gasped.
I hate that so much.
I do like this text message that said, where is it? My daughter's boyfriend has a cassette tape tattoo on his forearm. So I was like, oh, wow, I used to make mixtapes like that. And he responded by saying, wait, you actually used one of these?
Oh, that is crushing.
It's time for you to tell your daughter to dump that boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, how do you like a shot at beating Steve? And were you listening to the cheat sheet during the men's room on Friday at 5:40 by chance, where we gave out 3 of the correct answers to the game? His record is 179 wins, 58 losses, and 42 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to try to beat Migs at 7:50.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.